This morning we're visiting with Jack Baird, who farms near Elliott's. And Jack, of course, is the part of the family that has all of those Christmas light displays that folks seem to enjoy so much during the holiday season. Jack, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Hey, for the most part, you guys have had some pretty good weather this fall to put up lights up until here recently.
Had a lot of real good weather, and we was really fortunate in that. And you're right, it just broke yesterday, I believe, and sort of turned on us, but that's okay. We got printer all of them done anyway. We're just tying them in now, which you cannot believe how many thousand feet of cords and lines and so on are hooked up. And you'll have to tie them in to get everything to work.
Yeah, that's just amazing how much stuff is there each year. Have you added anything this year?
Oh, you bet. You drive by, you'll see some different things altogether.
What have you picked up this year?
Oh, I ain't going to tell you all that.
What make folks come by?
I got one thing. It's a computer-controlled Christmas tree. Providing it works like it's supposed to work, and it worked great when we played with it, so we're hoping it'll work. It's amazing what they can do.
Yeah.
It really is. Well, it has little signs on it that change, and you can read them and everything, so.
Yeah, that's probably the part that's changed the most over the years, obviously, the technology and some of the computerization. When you first started doing this years ago, there wasn't anything like this.
No, it sure wasn't. It's just plain old wires and a plain old incandescent light bulb that draw a whole lot of energy. Now they're all LEDs, and we don't bother with anything harder than it is in LEDs. And our usage of energy is reduced to where we can use lighter cords to feed it and lighter equipment all the way around, and it really makes for a better system.
Yeah. Now I know for the most part here this fall, early winter, the weather's been pretty good for you, as we mentioned, but do you have to adjust in how you do this and how you set it up depending upon the weather conditions each year?
Well, actually, we set it up. We've got pictures. You know, we do a lot of picture taking on our own, so we got pictures of everything. My memory isn't very good, but Sandy, who's my companion for years, she has a sharp memory, and she remembers where things go. And my son Chris is one of the big helpers, and he really puts in a lot of time. And this year, due to injury to my other son, he can't help, so we had relatives. Sandy's didn't have anything to do much, and they offered to come down and help us, so we got a little extra help that way. And Sandy started doing this on the first day of October, believe it or not.
Wow.
And we're still finishing it up, and it's something we work on about every day a little bit at least.
You know, I remember some years past, with the passing of your wife, there was doubt whether or not this was going to continue, and then you have the farm accident with your son here this year. It seems like you guys are just dedicated to this no matter what happens in the family.
Well, we've always been doing it, and people expect this. We've been getting phone calls for a month wanting to know when we're going to turn them on and so on, and I guess as long as we're able, we'll do it. If somebody else wants to continue, that's fine.
Jack, how long do some of these things last? What's the oldest thing that you have there?
Well, some of them don't last very long, I can assure you that. You might put them out there and they're running great, and a day or two later, there's something burn up on those little controllers. So we usually got something in the background that we can replace it with.
Yeah. You've got some stuff, though, that's lasted, though. Some of that stuff's handmade, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. A lot of it's customized, made. Either made by us or it's made by a friend that's a welding expert. And I've had them make some things for us. Actually, some of the stuff that we make stands up better than some of the things that we buy. We put a little more effort, I guess, into using heavier stuff. I'm sure you're aware of some of the imports that we get are not the highest quality on some electrical items.
Sure.
Well, at least in my opinion, they aren't.
Yeah, and you know the lay of the land. I mean, you know exactly where you're going to put them, how they're going to work and function, and how they're going to be hooked up and things. So you have a better feel for that than anything that's purchased off the shelf.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, you bet. We've got stuff held back that we have. We could be putting stuff out for another week if we wanted to use it all. But we kind of wear out after a while, I guess, or I do anyway. We just kind of get it done, and we call that's good for this year. We'll move on to another year.
Wow. I had somebody ask me not too long ago, they wanted me to ask you this question the next time I had a chance to talk to you, is how many sheds do you have to store all of this stuff?
Yeah, that's a good, you know, you wouldn't believe it. They're stored in numerous different buildings. And that's the problem. You know, when we're in a hurry, we take them down and we don't get them labeled, or we don't do put them away quite like we should. And this year we cannot understand. We have a problem with out in the field. One of our bigger problems is rodents. I mean, I'm talking about groundhogs or coons over down there or something like that that chew the feed cords into. Yeah. And this year, somehow, we took them down pretty early. But somewhere along the line, something got a hold of one of the totes that we had them stored in and literally munched on those cords till they're just worthless. We just threw them away. And that's not, we don't appreciate that too much.
No, I'm sure you don't. Now, we know when you put them up, it takes you quite a bit of time, several weeks here in the late fall. But when do you take them down?
We start in the, if it's nice weather, we shut them off on New Year's night, or, you know, we run them through New Year's Day, and then we shut them down, and if it's nice weather, we'll start taking them down the next day. The things that are kind of touchy or crucial that can't stand weather very well, which we got a lot of. Some of the things didn't appreciate that wind last time, but only had one item get broke, and it really didn't break it up. It broke the mounting bracket, so we'll just reinforce them and put it back out there.
There you have it. Yep, take care of that business real easy. Okay, let's get to talking business here. Folks want to know when you're going to have those on. It's coming up this weekend, right?
They're coming up this weekend. When it gets dark, they come on at dark, and they run till 10 o'clock Sunday, Monday, and through Thursday. And on Friday, we run them till 11 o'clock, and Saturday, we run them till 11 o'clock.
All right, very good. So, and like I said, right now the weather, at least we're not dealing with a lot of slop and snow and ice and stuff like that, so the road there is pretty good.
The road is in excellent shape this year. They've done a lot of work on getting it ready because they know there's going to be some extra traffic on this road. Mm. And if it gets extremely bad, like a blizzard or an ice storm, we just shut them down. That's that simple.
Okay. And you're going to continue this, you said, through New Year's Eve?
Through New Year's Eve. Well, actually, through New Year's Day.
Okay. Very good.
They'll be on the night of the 1st.
Excellent. Well, the folks will have plenty of opportunity then to get down
right,
and to enjoy that.
Yep.
Hey, Jack, give them the directions again for folks who know what we're talking about but can't remember how to get there.
Well, we say you're coming from Atlantic. You come down to what we call Ebert's Corner, which I think most people know is right west of Elliott, where the big curve in 48 heads toward Red Oak. You take that, you go 3 miles west, and you turn south a mile and a quarter, mile and a half, and I don't think you'll miss them. If you're coming from the west, you come from the Henderson Corner 6 miles east on H-12, and then you turn south that mile and a half, and you're going to see them. If you're coming from Red Oak, you come out of Red Oak on 48 and come north to H-20, which is a county pavement, and come 3 miles west and 2.5 north, and you'll see them. They show quite a little ways.
You'll see the glow.
I think so.
See the glow in the sky there. Will you have a donation basket out again this year?
Yeah, we will. Absolutely. We have people call us and want to know if it's something they have to pay to drive by or anything. That's no question. Nothing. Nothing's required of anybody or ask or nothing. If they want to donate, fine. If they don't want to donate, that's just fine, too. Yep. We have, a lot of people leave us a note. Most of them are complimentary. Once in a while, we get one that's sort of chewed us out because they didn't like something we had or we did something we should have had, they thought. We had a really interesting experience last week. We had a little boy that had saved his change up for a long time, and he put it in the donation box. Well, it happened to be we knew the parents, and we found out about it, so we wrote him a nice thank you. And he was really excited to get a thank you because he thought it came from the North Pole, and he really enjoyed it.
Well,
it works both ways. We have a good. We enjoy doing it.
Yeah, we as adults do the driving there, but honestly, we're there because we like to see what the kids' reactions are.
But you know, there's so much bad news on, as you know, in your business, a lot of bad news all the time. When we try to do something that make people smile and enjoy life, that's why we do it.
Well, and it sure works. Very good. Well, Jack, thank you so much for doing this and all the hard work that you and your family put forth to make this happen every year. We wish you and your family the very best, and have a terrific holiday season.
Okay, thank you so much.